This war, which I'd like to refer to as Bush's war, completely changes world order. It has now become an order based on military might and not law, an order based on the vision of one nation, or better yet, one man. We have become a nation so arrogant that we believe our concerns are valid, regardless of the fact that the rest of the world disagrees with us. We as a nation have been lured into supporting this lawless action in lieu of being labeled un-American or unpatriotic. Hermann Goering, of Hitler's rank, once stated that at the Nuremberg trials regarding the war, and I'll quote, "All you have to do is tell them, the public, that they are being attacked, and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the company to danger. It works the same in every country," end quote. Is history repeating itself? We have become an ill-informed nation blindly following a president who is unchecked by Congress. Not only that, we have become a nation influenced by a biased press. We have alienated most of our allies throughout the world, including our longtime European allies, France and Germany, the British people, and we have mocked and ridiculed the United Nations as ineffective. I believe Doug Kessel of Chicago Tribune said it best when he said, and again I'll quote, "A look into our national mirror calls for humility, not hubris. Why does George Bush stand nearly alone among world leaders in seeing so grave a threat in Iraq as to justify a preemptive war? Are the eyes of the hawks circling the White House really so much sharper than the vision of the rest of humanity?" End quote. But the hawks in Washington would have us believe that there is a broad-based coalition of support for this war. And what of Bush's broad-based coalition? Tony Blair is hanging on to his political gonads by a thread. Spain's prime minister has no plans to run for re-election, which is a good thing because the vast majority of Spaniards oppose the war. The rest of Bush's coalition is either bullied into submission or are bought and paid for. Turkey, despite over 90% of its people opposing the war, is still pushing hard to find the right to give U.S. rights to airspace. And why? Because Bush has offered them billions in aid. Why are we throwing billions around? How much are we going to throw around to fund this conflict? Dennis Hassert, the Speaker of the House, was recently quoted as saying that the war would cost approximately $70 billion, a figure that has recently climbed to $95 billion. I'm not a betting man, but I would definitely take the over on this one. Mr. Hassert's comforting words of such a vast sum of money, and as I quote, If you have to pay for guns, you have to sacrifice butter. Well, Mr. Hassert, what the hell does this mean? Does it mean that you're going to close the loopholes of corporate welfare or borrow from Social Security? Are you going to discontinue bailing out the airlines with millions of tax dollars, or are you going to cut funding for education? Are you going to make the richest 10% of this country pay their fair share, or the bottom 90% have to dig into their pockets again? I'm afraid to ask what the answer would be. Bush's administration is running a budget deficit of over $300 billion a year without factoring in the cost of this war. Yet Bush is hell-bent on pushing his $1 trillion 10-year tax cut plan, a tax cut plan that mostly benefits the affluent in this country. Among the affluent in this country that will not only reap the benefits of the tax plan, but the benefits of the war are Dick Cheney, former CEO of Halliburton, which has thousands of employees working alongside U.S. troops in Kuwait and Turkey under a package deal worth close to $1 billion. They are providing tent cities and logistical support in Iraq. Recent news coverage has speculated that corporations like Halliburton stand to gain billions of dollars when post-war reconstruction begins. What they failed to tell us is that Halliburton is already profiting from wartime contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Vice President Dick Cheney still draws approximately $1 million in compensation from Halliburton each year. As it stands now, there are high-level officials in our government poised to reap huge profits from this war, not only now, but in the distant future. In the meantime, our economy suffers, unemployment keeps rising, and services from education to Social Security stand to suffer. Strapped state governments will have to make it on their own, and hundreds, if not thousands, of people are going to die. Well, Mr. Bush, we have a message for you. We do support our troops in Iraq. They are our sons, our daughters, our brothers, and our sisters, our friends, and our neighbors. We support our troops because they do not call the shots. You do. We support our troops, and that is why we are here today. We want them to come home. We do support our troops, Mr. Bush. We just don't support you.